Into this hour's guest interview segment this morning, a touching base with LCSD number one Superintendent Teresa Chalk from the Kemmer Diamondville area. After Superintendent Chalk is named as the Superintendent of the Year in Wyoming by the Wyoming Association of School Administrators. Superintendent, good morning and congratulations. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Duke, and thank you. I'm doing very well. Hope you're also doing well.
Doing good. So, well, the sun is shining finally. So, you know what? We're gonna say we're doing great. Appreciate your time, Superintendent. Again, congratulations on this award. First off, how did you find out that the association had chosen you as the Wyoming Superintendent of the Year?
At the Wyoming Association of School Administrators Spring Conference, it was announced in the meeting. So I knew I was a nominee, but I found out at the recognition dinner and banquet just this past couple of weeks ago at our conference.
Excellent. So as a longtime superintendent, you're not new to this position. You've been there a number of years and have seen other superintendents win this award. What does it mean for you to be given this now?
Well, I think actually it's just an overwhelm of gratitude I was chosen by my Southwest Region Soup. So it's just an honor that they chose me to put my name forward. And then the association voted and I was chosen. So it's actually just a great award for the accomplishment and the work that's happened in my district over the years, and that your time and dedication is acknowledged by your peers. I think that's very important that this is chosen by your peers. And it's just a overwhelm of gratitude and thanks, because the Wyoming Association of School Administrators, our superintendents, we're a really tight-knit group and we're all there to support each other all the time, every day, if someone's in need. So to be chosen, even being nominated is a huge honor. And then to be chosen as the Superintendent of the Year, it's just heartfelt gratitude for those who actually thought I was worthy of the award.
That's great. Superintendent Chalk, when you look over the course of your career as an educator, even before you went into administration and became superintendent, what have you enjoyed most about being in education?
Actually, I just love making a difference in people's lives. I started out as a special education teacher in the mid-90s, and just seeing them succeed every day, or even the struggle to make that success, whether it's a student or a teacher or an administrator, working with people and watching them grow and being able to support them in that growth. I just love seeing people become the best they can be and push forward and struggle and make those achievements and gains. I don't think people need to settle for mediocrity. I love seeing people struggle. You got to honor the struggle. The struggle is real, and supporting them in doing that, whether they're a kindergartner, a seventh grader, a 12th grader, a teacher, or an administrator. It's just supporting people and being the best they can be. And being in education, you get to do that every day.
You know, when you talk about goals of success and trying to help students do those things that you just talked about, sometimes the how is a lot easier than the what, right? So as you, after becoming superintendent and you kind of outline your goals and what you'd like the students in the district and the staff of the district, how do you help those students and staff reach those goals that you just talked about?
Well, first and foremost, you have to develop a strategic plan with your board and decide on what those goals are. And once you decide, you have to have the board support to ensure that you're moving forward, because it's just human behavior to do whatever's expected, right? And so I believe that it's my duty and the administrator's duty and the board to have high expectations and to set forth a plan and provide the professional development teachers need to be able to meet the needs of their students. But first and foremost, it's setting those expectations and then communicating those expectations. And then the teachers will rise up, the students will rise up. So the main thing is to set a course with an action plan and knowing what's expected and following through on that plan.
Lincoln County School District number one, Superintendent Teresa Chalk from Kemmer Diamondville, joining us on the Weekday Wake Up today after being named the Wyoming Superintendent of the Year. Superintendent Chalk, let's talk more about LCSD number one and where things are at now as a district, and maybe something that you're really proud of what the district has accomplished since becoming a superintendent for D1, and what maybe direction you'd like to see this district go in the future?
Well, I think one of the best things that we've done is the staff has developed a guaranteed viable curriculum. And we have it horizontally and vertically aligned, and we've adopted the CLI model, and we've been doing that for about 15 years. So I think that's the most important thing is years ago, curriculum was developed, teachers still taught from a textbook and really thought that was their curriculum. The teachers in Lincoln One and the administrators know that the curriculum is something that we develop based on state standards and that we use resources to teach that curriculum. But it's a living, breathing document. We have subject area committees that meet every year. We're on a cycle. So it's like curriculum is continually evolving and improving to meet the needs of our students. Because even if we have the same curriculum, next year, I'm going to have different students in my classroom, and we have to monitor and adjust to meet those students' needs. So I think that's one of the most important things that we've accomplished in Lincoln One is that guaranteed viable curriculum. And that has led us to the opportunity to be have the highest ACT score in the state last year. And we've had, 100% graduation rate. When new teachers come in, they know their resources to go to teach. So I think just providing that is one of the biggest accomplishments that we've managed to do in Lincoln One.
Superintendent, appreciate your time. Again, congratulations. Just one more question about your time as superintendent. If you could go back to that first year that the board announced you and had selected you to be superintendent for District 1, what would you tell yourself after the experience you've had now? What would you tell Superintendent Chalk from that first year?
Well, I want you to know that was a long time ago. It was 2007. So I think I would tell myself that it is a lot of hard work and it's a lot of sacrifice, but every bit of it's worth it because we're here to meet the needs of our students first and our staff, and just put in the hard work, listen always, and continue to learn.
That's Superintendent Teresa Chalk from Lincoln County School District Number 1, chosen by the Wyoming Association of School Administrators as the Wyoming Superintendent of the Year. So congratulations, and look forward to see what District 1 does moving forward, Superintendent. Thank you.